like to speak directly to the children, if I may, for a few moments. We've been thinking in recent weeks about some of the great truths that are taught to us in the Bible. The Bible is God's Word, and the Bible teaches us what we are to believe concerning God and concerning His work in this world. And it tells us lots of good things which we are to give attention to and we are to believe. The Bible tells us, for example, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into the world to save sinners. Sinners like you and sinners like me, because we are all sinners before a holy God. And when the Lord Jesus Christ saves sinners, He gives them something called everlasting life. And He promises them a home with Him in heaven forevermore. Indeed, the Lord Jesus Christ tells His people, those that He has saved and those who trust in Him, He tells them that they are not to worry and they have not to be afraid. In John chapter 14, verse 2, we read there, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." The Father's house is heaven. And the Lord Jesus Christ saves His people for heaven and to live with Him eternally. But the Bible also tells us that what sinners who trust in Jesus are saved from is a place called hell. There is a place called heaven where those who trust the Lord Jesus Christ will go to. And there is a place called hell where those who do not trust the Lord Jesus Christ will go to. One is a place of everlasting life and happiness, and one is a place of everlasting death and sorrow. I want to read you some verses from Luke chapter 16. Turn with me in your Bibles, certainly the adults, the parents, and follow along with your finger as we read a few verses from Luke chapter 16. I want to read verse 19. Luke chapter 16 and verse 19. "There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom." That's another word for heaven. "Carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, Remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. This passage is a very solemn passage, and it tells us about everlasting life in heaven and about everlasting suffering in hell. Heaven is a place of comfort and peace, and hell is a place of suffering and torment. And the souls of men and women and the souls of boys and girls at death go to one of these two places. We will all spend eternity in heaven or hell, with Christ or separated from Christ, with God in a place of comfort or without God in a place of separation. And there is a great gulf fixed, a huge space, and no one can pass between. Our destinies are settled here upon earth. This man that we read about in this passage from Luke, he learned too late that there was no mercy to be found in hell, no relief to be had. This man asks if Lazarus could be sent to warn his brothers not to come to this terrible place. And Abraham, as he is here presented, says, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Of course, we know that the Lord Jesus Christ did indeed rise from the dead. And he warns us today to hear the gospel and to obey his word. He warns us that there is a terrible judgment coming for those who have not trusted in him. And the fact that multitudes today are totally unconcerned about their eternal soul's well-being proves that Abraham's words were right. In John chapter 6 and verse 36, the Lord Jesus Christ said this, ye also have seen me and believe not. Every time the Lord Jesus Christ is lifted up in the preaching of the gospel, men and women have the opportunity of seeing him, and yet men and women will not believe, and they will not trust in him. Someone might say, don't frighten the children with talk about hell. I would say, would to God we were all afraid of passing unprepared into eternity. May we all flee to Christ to escape the wrath that is to come. The Bible says, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. How do we know God? By hearing the gospel, by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, by trusting in the power of Jesus to save us, and the promises that our Saviour has made. There's a little verse which we sometimes sing, and it says this: trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. And I hope that we will all have ears to hear this morning about a heaven that is to be gained and a hell that is a place of separation and judgment. And may the Lord teach us to trust him and to obey. Amen.